Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Morgan Miller.
And you are with Parkway Playhouse Boing, which is, I was telling Morgan before we started, when I first heard about this, I was thinking it was a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something. Boing. But it's Boeing as in airline, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about Boing.
Okay, well, Boing is about this bachelor in Paris. He lives in a flat in Paris, and he's American. And then his maid, his French maid, is there with him as well. And then his friend Robert, he shows up, and he's like, hey, so it's a great reunion. And then going through it, he starts explaining that he is having an affair with not just one flight stewardess, but three. And
they're all
from different countries. And so we have an American, an Italian, and a German.
Oh, wow.
So he even has, like, a whole timetable system. And so it's just really fun to watch all of that.
Watch him. It's almost like a juggling act.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The plates on the stick type thing.
Oh, yes.
So what is your part in this?
I play Gretchen. She's the German flight attendant.
So you don't have to speak any German or just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't have to speak any German, thankfully. I mean, I say like wunderbar every once in a while, but otherwise it's just the dialect.
Each one of those actresses that play that have to work with the dialect. And, of course, the guys, they're American, so no.
Yeah.
So that worked out good, didn't
it? Yeah, it worked real good.
Is this a first for you to do this type of thing? As far as the dialects, tell me about your past as far as being on the stage.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I got started when I was in high school. I went to a magnet school in Monroe, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
There was a theater academy. And thankfully, I got into shows like I was Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein. And then I was Princess Fiona in Shrek the Musical. And then I was Catherine in Pippin. And then I was the witch in Into the Woods. And then I got into Western Carolina University over in Colowee. I got into their musical theater program a couple years ago, for which I'm very, very thankful for. So there I've been able to be in a couple little things here and there. And then my biggest part has been Jeannie and Hair.
Uh-huh.
So that's been really exciting. And as far as dialects go, like I said, I was Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein. And, you know, that was definitely a dialect.
Yeah, for sure.
Transylvanian.
Transylvanian dialect.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's... I'm trying to think if I'm missing any with a dialect.
Obviously, you enjoy acting. I guess, does that add a little challenge to it? Do you like that extra challenge of doing the dialects and the different folks from different places?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it definitely adds a different layer. I mean, it is more complicated, of course, but it's definitely, like, that second layer is almost so fun because, you know, you have to get it. Like, there's no, you know, it's not like you can just give up in the middle of it and be like, I don't really feel like doing it. So, like, you push yourself, and, like, at the end of it, usually you have a really good product and you can be proud of it. And then people are like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. And you're like, me either.
We all just found out together.
Yeah, we all found out together.
Obviously, you enjoy acting, and how do you like Parkway Playhouse? Is this your first round at Parkway, or have I missed you before?
Yes, sir. This is my first time at Parkway, and it has been wonderful, like beyond wonderful. And the people here are so lovely and so sweet. Like, not a single soul that I have met has been anything less than that.
Well, that's wonderful.
So nice, everybody over at the theater in town.
So, Boing, it sounds like with the guys and three different girls, it could really turn into a mangled up, do they like wind up chasing each other around type thing? Or don't give it all away,
but it
has the possibilities.
I mean, I guess you're thinking it's got a bunch of like Scooby-Doo-esque like door exits and entrances and
all of that good
very
stuff.
Good, very, very, very farcical, very good 60s farce.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other actresses?
The actors or their partners.
Yes, please.
There is Gloria, there is Gabriella, and those are the other two flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
And Gloria is from New York, and then Gabriella is from Italy. And then there is Bertha, and she is the French maid.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Robert, who is Bernard's best friend, and Bernard is the guy who owns the flat that they're all in, and the timetables, and he's in charge of those three women, and they're all crazy. It's awesome. And every single character just brings multitudes of layers to the playing field.
Well, great. So it sounds like something that folks are really going to enjoy. When does it open?
Oh, yeah. We open June 2nd, and we run through June 16th.
Of course, ticket information and information about the program and everything going on at Parkway Playhouse, you can call the box office, but also that website, you know, parkwayplayhouse.com. Mm-hmm. They can find out everything they need to know.
Yeah.
So that'd be a good thing to do. And I think it's going to be great. It sounds like it's going to be good.
I really hope so. I think so. I think everybody's going to enjoy it.
Yeah. But, and welcome to Parkway Playhouse. We're glad
to have you
in the community
so
for this
much.
Summer.
Thank you so much
and
for having me.
Yeah.
This
maybe with
so
a little
fun.
Bit of luck, you'll send you back to talk again.
Yeah.
I
would love that. This has been so fun. I'm so happy to have this opportunity. It's really cool. I never thought I'd be able to talk on the radio.
On top of everything else, you're on the radio.
Exactly.
Well, good luck, and it's good talking
to you. Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you as well.
Our guest today, Morgan Miller of the Parkway Playhouse. Morgan, thank you for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.